playing the Hunter Valley's greatest hits, 981 2NM with Chic with La Freak and The Commitments, Mustang Sally. Hello, Darren Katrupi with you. This is Hunter Valley Today. I've spoken on this program a fair bit in recent times about the state of teaching here in the Upper Hunter and the so-called teaching crisis. Now, to be fair, that line has been pushed by the Teachers Union, the New South Wales Teachers Federation, but also from the Catholic education system as well, it must be said. So it's hard for me, who doesn't have any children going to school here in the Upper Hunter, to really put some meat on the bone, so to speak, because I don't have anyone in my family directly affected by the issue. But when the education department come out with figures, I can certainly read them and take a lot from that. So that's exactly what's happened. The New South Wales Education Department has released figures on the number of teacher vacancies across the state, and that's broken down by teaching regions. Now, here in the Upper Hunter, funnily enough, we're in the district called the Upper Hunter District, and I'm talking about from Singleton north to Scone and Merriwar. Currently, there are 30 teacher vacancies in the Upper Hunter School District. We're talking about public schools only. So that's 30. Singleton High School has 6 of those. So that's a number of subjects that your children want to learn as they prepare for their HSC and go out into the workforce or off to university or whatever studies they want to do that can't be taught in some of the subjects that they want to be taught in, because the schools can't offer them because they don't have the staff with the relevant qualifications to be able to offer them. Is it really this bad? Well, yes, it is. I thought we should talk more about this, and I'm delighted to say that Stephen Kelly, who is the acting organiser for the New South Wales Teachers Federation for the Upper Hunter, joins me on the line this morning. Stephen, good morning. Thank you for joining us on Hunter Valley Today.
Good morning.
From these figures, which, as I said, are provided by the Education Department, we're talking about 30 vacancies at Upper Hunter schools. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me. Teachers have been reporting these shortages for some time now.
The biggest need, apparently, is Singleton High School, who are 6 teachers short. That surely has to have an impact on the learning outcomes for our children.
It certainly does. I know some of the high schools in Upper Hunter have had to reduce their offerings of particular subject areas because they don't have the specialist teachers to do them. They're short of TAS teachers, maths teachers, science teachers, and it's very difficult to get people to take up the positions in those schools.
Does that mean students are having to go to other schools or go into the private system if they're after a particular subject that they want to learn about?
Well, of course, students will have to make their own choices about that. What we'd rather see is our schools properly staffed and have a full complement of teachers that can offer the full curriculum to our students.
I would have thought that, say, Musselbrook or somewhere further north around Scone or even Merriwar would have a higher vacancy rate than a Singleton. But, I mean, if you can't get 6 teachers in Singleton, I mean, that must pretty much highlight how bad it is.
Well, the crisis is with us now. It's right across the state, and there's more than 1,600 vacant positions, and we're in third term. Since the start of the year, those positions still have not been filled this far into the school year. So it's a huge crisis, and it's about a third more than it was last year. So the problem is growing. We can't get people to replace the teachers that are leaving, and there's a lot of younger teachers and older teachers leaving because the workload is just unsustainable, and they're having to cover on a day-to-day basis. The other thing that's happening is there's a shortage of casual teachers in the Upper Hunter in particular, and when people are away, they can't be replaced. So their colleagues have to cover for that as well. Classes are split, kids are put on minimal supervision. The students are the ones missing out in all of this, and that's why it's essential that the government steps up and addresses the real causes of this and does something to fix it.
If the teachers haven't been recruited this late into the school year, they're not going to be recruited this year, are they?
Well, it's difficult to see how, to be perfectly honest, yes. It's not that schools can't keep trying to recruit. The difficulty is they're finding it really hard to get food.
You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catruppi. My guest is Stephen Kelly, who's the acting organiser from the New South Wales Teachers Federation, responsible for the Upper Hunter. Is the government doing enough to attract new teachers to the Upper Hunter?
No, I don't believe they are. The incentives aren't there for people to come to the Upper Hunter. It's difficult, for instance, to afford the rent sometimes if your salary isn't sufficient to cover your expenses. The other thing that the government really needs to look at is the salaries that are needed to attract people into the profession. Relative to other professions, our salaries have declined over time. We're at a point where the numbers of students doing education courses at university has dropped, and there's not enough people coming into the profession to fill the vacancies. We also have a lot of people near retirement age. We have a lot of people hanging on there and continuing to teach because the schools can't get people to replace them as well. So the government really needs to step up and address both the workload and the pay issues, because workload is one thing that's driving teachers out of the profession. The workload has become unsustainable. All the evidence that was deduced from the Gallup inquiry that we had showed that teachers are working up to 60 hours a week. This is not sustainable.
So you're saying some of the older teachers are holding off retirement just for the benefit of the kids because they can't sit there watching, I suppose, the system go the way it's going?
I think in some instances, yes, but I also think there's a lot of retired teachers that have come back because schools are begging them to come back and help out to cover some of the vacancies.
Wow. What's your message if the Education Minister, Sarah Mitchell, was listening right now? What would you say to her?
Well, I would say to her, for starters, she needs to withdraw the arbitration that the department is pursuing over a three-year reward for teachers that's due in the Industrial Commission on the 12th of October. That arbitration will not be good for the profession. All that's on offer is 2.53% per annum over 3 years. That will not address the teacher shortage. The government needs to come up with a much better offer than that. And Sarah Mitchell and the Premier need to start talking directly with the Teachers Federation about resolving the crucial issues. Because unless we can recruit the teachers we need and unless we can retain the teachers we've already got, we're not going to be able to staff our schools going forward.
And that's something none of us want to see. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us on Hunter Valley Today.
Okay, thank you very much, Darren.
That's Stephen Kelly, the acting organiser for the New South Wales Teachers Federation here in the Upper Hunter. On Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.